patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Some weeks are easier than others for Zora. I don't know how tough this one is. It's not accurate that the Bucks can no longer win an intra-squad game. That was a bad rumor on Twitter. But they can't beat anybody else.
They beat the Pistons.
They did beat the University of Detroit Pistons. Zora Stevenson, our expert on the Milwaukee Bucks, joins us now. I feel just as happy today as the day the Bucks became world champions.
Hey, first off, how are you, Zora?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Well, yeah, I did a game last week and should be back for good when the team gets back from the road trip.
Nice. So, welcome back. Welcome back.
That's the key. That's the problem.
That's right.
No Zora.
No Zora.
There's no juice. There's nothing. It's hard for them. I heard sometimes they don't even know if they can come out on the floor. Yeah,
the run
starts now. They have to
bring
a psychologist and Dr. Phil comes in and nothing's worked. All right, Zora, take it away. What the hell's going on with the team?
Give us the diagnosis. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing we've been talking about. And I know it seems like an excuse, but it's the fact of the matter that the Bucks are still injury-ridden. And yes, the report is getting smaller, but the impact is still there because Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez are still on the injury report. And that really does make a huge difference. I mean, Brooke Lopez, both offensively and defensively, but I really feel like his impact is felt defensively, and Giannis keeps talking about how he feels it, and then Chris Middleton offensively. I mean, it's just so interesting to me that the Bucks are having trouble scoring. That's something that I don't think we all have talked about in this era of Bucks basketball, the Bud era. And so that's a different issue for them to have. I mean, 94 points against the Wizards, 98 points against the Knicks, 5 times this season already that they've, you know, scored under 100. And you remember, this was the highest scoring team in the league last year, like 120 points per game.
What's happened?
Yeah. Well, you had Drew Holiday out for an extended period of time, and it's not just his scoring, but it's his ability to set everybody else up, right? And then Chris Middleton, that's 20 points per game. So you have like 20 plus 15, that's 35 points. Mid-90s plus 35 is what? You're in the 120s. So I know it's not that easy in terms of like, okay, a player's out and then somebody picks up the load. And I really think Chris and Drew have a tremendous impact. We didn't even bring in Brooke Lopez on the offensive end. It's just like the cohesion of this team just is not there because they're so used to playing with the core of Chris, Drew, Giannis, Brooke.
All right, so you know I'm going to do it to you. You know I'm going to play devil. You know I'm going to play devil's advocate.
No, you're just going to be tough. There's no
I'm not going to be tough, but I'm going to say when you're winning ball games and you have some injuries and your mantra is next man up, you got to have the same mantra when you're losing. Next man up. Where's the next man up right now?
Well, Grayson Allen has done a tremendous job, I have to say, and not just offensively, like scoring the basketball. But, I mean, some of his defensive plays, it's like, you know, getting blocks and steals. I'm just really impressed with his activity defensively. And then everything else, there's – you talk about next man up, but, like, the next man up is Bobby Portis, who was out in the beginning, missed the entire preseason, so he's still ramping up. Okay, next man after that, Shemi Rodney, both injured in the preseason. So they're really – I mean, everybody has been affected by the injury bug.
So you're saying there's no next man. He's injured too.
Essentially. I didn't want to go that far, but that's...
You're out of next man up. Ugh.
So is there anything about the losing that concerns you? Not necessarily in a big way, but concerns you at all? Because so far, doesn't seem like...
I mean, you know, how many games in before there is some kind of like, okay, what's going on? We got to figure something out. Is it 25, 30?
Yeah, I would say in the 20 range, and that's what you really had to give them last season, too. And it's different problems this season and last season, but still, I mean, I don't think anybody can hit the panic button until 20-plus games. And, I mean, when it comes to the coaching staff, they don't even group games together in terms of themes or trends unless it's 10 games. So right now the Bucks are right at 10 games. So that's where they're probably, you know, having talks about, okay, what is going on? Any trends that we're noticing? So it's clumps of 10 games at a time. So you just finished that first round of like, okay, let's go back and see what's really going on. And what's so difficult, I guess, in my mind is there hasn't been any continuity or consistency. So it's like, okay, what happened during the Wizards game with that one particular lineup is completely different than what happened against, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves a couple weeks earlier. It's like you can't compare anything because it's apples to oranges.
No one's feeling sorry for the Bucks though. They're world champions. They've benefited from a lot of injuries, and now people are trying to take advantage of. But we don't. This is typical for teams of the Bucks level, I believe. Like, no one's really caring about right now. 10 games in. Talk to me after 60 games.
But even given all those things, you still, given the numbers they put up, they're being outscored by like 2 points. Usually,
yeah, no one cares.
But I mean, I'm just saying,
when
no one cares.
When there's 25 games
they
left
were
in the
up,
season, all right,
what,
then we'll start
up 10,
thinking
up 12.
About.
They always had this incredible number in point differential. And yes, everything Zora says is accurate. Everything you say is accurate. But I would say I still wouldn't have thought it would get to this point.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know if it's fair to just have any, you know, panic buttons just because the injuries. I mean, those matter, and it's who it's been.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a different conversation if the team was at full strength or even close to full strength.
Yeah.
I mean, Brooke Lopez has not played since the Brooklyn Nets game. Yeah. And Chris Middleton in protocols is, you know, going to be out for a little bit. It's tough. Drew was out for like 2 weeks with both an ankle injury and he was sick. I mean, it's just like when it rains, it pours. So at
and
this
I don't,
point,
but I don't think I would say this, Zora, talking with Zora Stevenson, we do it every week at this time. I don't think anybody's pushing the panic button. We can do it as a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question.
No, I don't.
I think 5%, but there's still,
you are raising
still,
an eyebrow. Like, yeah, why don't the Bucks look like the Bucks?
What's changed? Yeah. There have been people injured, and every time you hear Bud talk, it's always defense.
Right, and that's what the interesting thing is after the Wizards game, they brought up offense, and I was like, yikes. If we're talking about – that's the only thing that I'm like, whew, something's different. Because normally, right, it's, you know, defense or, you know – I know historically teams were hitting a bunch of threes or, you know, they couldn't keep their man in
right.
front, and that's why he always honed in on defense, and usually, you know – people are complaining about Bud not making adjustments where defensively they're switching a lot of things up. You know, they're playing some zone, they're doing some switching, they're going back to their drop defense. They even have like the Nassis coming up and blitzing on ball screen. I mean, they're doing a lot of different things defensively. Offensively, they're getting good shots, they're just not making them. I mean, the other day I was looking at some percentages. I think Bobby Portis is in like the 20s for percentage wise. 3-point percentage. I mean, this is a guy that was 47%, top five in the league last season. So there's some uncharacteristic percentages from beyond the arc. I mean, I know Chris Middleton's out, so it's not, you know, fair to talk about him when he can't, you know, play a game. But I think Giannis has a better 3-point percentage than Chris Middleton right now.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But I think, like I say, I mean, you're not really looking at the Bucks right now, hitting the panic button, worried at all. The assumption is they will be all healthy at some point, and they'll start to get into it. I want to ask you about some other teams in the East, maybe some surprise teams. Like, who are you looking at? And their gains, and to me, being healthy early and getting that kind of chemistry and rhythm down, it's a huge advantage that might pay dividends later.
I already told you the Bulls are legit.
Right, the Bulls are legit, but I don't even think the Bulls are a surprise. I mean, the Cavs are right behind them, right, at 7-4.
That's a surprise.
They're a surprise. The Wizards, even a surprise at 7-3.
Yes.
Those mm-hmm. two teams you didn't expect. I don't know how much you've seen of those teams, but what are you seeing with these teams?
Well, you know, specifically with the Wizards on Sunday, they just look like they're having so much more fun. I felt like, you know, last season, just the body language was just one of, like, not just something wasn't right, you
right.
know? And, again, I'm not in that locker room.
No, they didn't know how to win a game. They didn't have a plan.
Yeah,
now it's like, hey, we got this, whatever, we figured it out now. We can actually win games.
And Kyle Kuzma just looks so much more at peace and at ease with his game.
Yep.
And I'm like, whoa, like, I don't think I've seen that Kyle Kuzma consistently like that before. Like, you know, when he's playing with the Lakers, I felt like I could see him thinking sometimes. And so I was impressed with the Wizards, and Bradley Beal hasn't even like hit his crazy stride yet where he goes and scores like 40 plus game after game after game. So that's going to be dangerous when all that starts to click. I know it's not a, to me, it's a surprise. And just because of the background of it all, the Sixers, I mean, they just had and continue to have so much drama. And with that, they're 8-3. Now, I mean, Sixers last season were number one in the East, and what did that do for them in the playoffs? So I really don't think all this matters at this point. I mean, everybody hits some sort of bump in the road, whether it's injuries or a losing streak, and it's always good to have it sooner rather than later. Tonight, the Bucks play the Sixers. Joel Embiid is out. Obviously, Ben Simmons is, you know, not available. I think Seth Curry is questionable, so it'll be interesting this game tonight.
Now, I'm going to tell you, so Bucks are going to win. Bucks,
okay.
Homer's got money on it.
Need sweet action.
Need some sweet action. Pal.
The Bucks and the team.
Homer needs that sweet action.
And the Giannis sets the standard for the effort and stuff like that. But they just saw the president. They saw the president with a sub 500 record, and they're not happy, the people that are playing. And they're going to take it out on the Sixers, who are a total mess right now with all the players and stuff like that. And that's because I think Giannis is going to take care of business. Maybe you have to put up 50 like Curry.
Okay.
All right. You don't seem sold.
She said, okay.
Zora's not
okay.
Sold. Usually, like, I agree with you, Homer.
Okay.
Like, okay. Zora, what prevents you from...
I think the Bucks have an opportunity to win tonight. I mean, it's a depleted Sixers team. Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, questionable Seth Curry. I mean, in terms of scoring, right, that's great. But the Bucks got to hit some shots.
It's going to be a low-scoring game tonight.
There's been some games where they just haven't, looked amazing. And I'm not saying the team hasn't looked great. It's just like, you know, when you're watching a basketball game, it just looks like, oh, like this isn't fun. So I'm interested to just see how the game is. You know, it's one day. Was there some mojo in the White House?
Yes.
Maybe, hopefully. I will say, you know, Bobby Porter said after the Wizards game on Sunday, like, okay, Monday and this visit to the White House is our last thing that we have to do to celebrate this ongoing championship, and then we can truly move on.
Yeah.
I think mentally that is important. Obviously, this group is so focused, but it's hard to, even when you're trying to stay focused and everybody around you is like, we're still celebrating. It's like, no, we're trying to focus on this season. So I do think
that's Homer's fault.
The page basically may help.
It's totally my fault because Bobby can say that, but he doesn't come on this show because I'm going to tell him, nope, I'm celebrating all year. All year.
They can feel that energy. They can feel that energy.
Well, I'm not changing. You might change. Tony can change. Everybody else can change. But and you know, who is the guy from the Atlanta Braves? Who's the first baseman? I've forgotten his name. Freddie Freeman. So he comes up and they have the big celebration, and he says, "World champions forever," and that's the key. Even he realizes it. He's got that ring forever. Now I know the players have to move on, but for anybody else, you can't ever take that away, one away from me. So, Freeman, we should get him on the show forever. That's a player saying it. Bobby Portis knows that and feels that. But you're right; they gotta figure out a way to start playing better when their players come back. But I don't care what they say. That's why I think it's hard to repeat. You can't be the same unless you're Jordan, or maybe Giannis is that way.
They just got to do it. Jordan's
most people
did it for
can't.
A long time.
I know most people can't. Now Giannis might be able to force him, and then the coaches, and then you got. I mean, that's why a team depends on its best player to set the standard. But you're not human if you're the same. That's a lifetime dream.
Go ahead.
It is. Those fans in Philly will wake him up, though. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, things wake you up, but it's still now a part of you. They wake you up and you embarrass yourself, you can still look in the mirror and go, world champions forever. I think it's tough to, I think it's hard
not,
to deal
not
with.
Not the mentality of champions.
I know. Well, no, not multiple, but I'm saying it's hard.
It's a loser mentality. I won once, I'm happy.
Do you recognize that it's hard, yes or no?
It is difficult, but not when you're as good as the Bucks are.
All right, Zora, am I overstating how difficult it is, or do you believe that it's difficult?
It is difficult, yes, but it is not an excuse. That's why you are the best at what you do, because you can compartmentalize things and move on to the next.
And there is.
You got it.
And there is the thought of how great would it feel to do it again. I mean, there's that
feeling
you want to create and just feel it.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Zora.
That's we're in the business of getting ahead of ourselves.
We're going to be able to beat the Washington Wizards first.
Yes, that's correct. A little disappointed you never agreed with me the entire segment, and it went longer today, but that's okay.
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
Zora?
That was a blast from the past.
Don't ever say that again.
Zora's going, I don't think I just said that. Have I lost my mind? I said nothing, and that came up. Thanks, Zora. Enjoy the win tonight. Zora Stevenson every Tuesday. She's the best. Next.